one goal loss this time in Dumfries. We've worked really hard tonight, Gary, and yet again we've come away without a point.
Yeah, I mean, we came away missing Mark Watson in goal. We brought Callum Reynolds, you know, and Callum stood on his head. One goal game, you know, 2-1 game. Basically, first one was a power play goal, you know, nice tip scored. Second one, we didn't clear the zone like we should have done. And it was a scrappy goal, well taken by Solway. Poor for us.
I think both teams have worked really hard tonight and very, very evenly matched. It was pretty hard to pick a winner out of either, really.
Yeah, I mean, it was end-to-end. You know, both teams had quality shots. I think, to be fair, we had more quality shots than Solway did, clear-cut shots. But, obviously, we didn't convert them. But we keep trying and we'll keep going.
Well, we've definitely matched the, you know, last season's treble winners. It really could have gone either way, and it really does bode well for the league fixtures we've got coming up.
Yeah, it does definitely be. I mean, like I say, we came away, we're missing Andy Finn tonight. I know I'm going to say Mark Watson, even though Callum Reynolds did stand on his head. You know, once you've got your regular team back in place, you play with a bit more confidence as well. So, yeah, I mean, going forward, we do okay.
I think what was particularly pleasing for the fans tonight was just how hard the team worked, and it was really clear that they were willing to lay everything on the line for the team tonight.
Yeah, well, after last week, you know, we were 3-0 in front with ease and we ended up losing. So tonight we came with a point to prove. We've only got one game, obviously, tonight, and we didn't leave nothing in the changing room. We played it all. Everyone went 100 mile an hour.
Well, it was a really good performance. We definitely taken it into next week. We've got a hard road trip to the Steel Dogs on Saturday next week, and then it's the Hawks again.
Yeah, I mean, let's go and see what Sheffield are now. You know, they're another EPL team that we've amalgamated in the league. And then, yeah, Blackburn at home, which we know what to expect.
Right, well, we'll go again next week, and hopefully we'll see some of the bouncers go our way.
Yep, I hope so.
Thank you. Zelengo suite with Martin Grubb after another one goal game with the Stars. A lot of huffing and puffing from both teams tonight, a lot of hard work and not so much in front of the goal.
Yeah, I think the term that we both used prior to the tape rolling was a strange game. Strange. I thought both teams were flat for most parts. I think the puck bounced around for whatever reason tonight. It seemed to bounce around for both teams. No real clear-cut chances, and then when there was, you know, I thought Reynolds played really well in your net. Callum done his job in our net. But yeah, like you say, not a lot of action, a lot of huffing and puffing, a lot of playing on the outside. In other words, say one goal game. But in truth, tonight I don't think it lived up to the high quality we're used to when both these teams play each other.
I think a fair point would be to say that both teams struggle to really keep hold of the puck for any length of time.
Definitely. I thought we spoke about it actually at the end of the first. The old term hot potato was thrown around, that I just thought we did not manage the puck in any way. Second period we started better, then we got hit with the sucker punch when Sykes scored. Then we got a little bit better when we scored in the power play. But yeah, both teams, it bounced around. They never kept the puck. Nobody was... I don't think there was any spell that you could say one team was on top of the other for a long time. And normally these games, you know, they're probably disappointing, because normally these games are good to watch. They're high quality. Yes, it was a one-goal game and a tight game for a spectating point of view. But I think, as I say, in my opinion, I think it was low in quality tonight.
However, you have got the bounce at the end there. You've got the win, and that takes you on continues your unbeaten streak, and you can carry that forward to a league game in Nottingham tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I say that to the boys, that if nothing else, we, the positive we can take is obviously the win. I think it probably could have went either way. You know, I think we did have a few chances, and we hit the woodwork a couple of times, but you know, in general, we've got to take the positive. Any team obviously wants to continue to win, whether it be tight games or whether it be blowouts, I guess is irrelevant. But you know, we have to be better tomorrow. We have to make sure that we have more jump, we have a little bit more composure to what we're doing. I don't think it'll be as flat as this. Nottingham have had two pretty good results, even though they've been beat twice with two ex-EPL teams. So No, we definitely have to be better. We have to manage the game a little bit better, take care of what we're doing, and then obviously increase the quality for what there was tonight. And like you say, we're just happy to get the win and keep that kind of results rolling, and we'll move on to the next one.
Well, it's been a pleasure yet again. We're going to see a lot of each other in these early stages of the season as the cup games roll out. But clearly, this is a whole new world for all of us, and we'll continue to watch as these strange results roll in.
Yeah, I think, like you say, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Carol, and the teams. We'll see a lot of each other. I'm sure we'll see a lot more high quality hockey than we did tonight, and we'll see a lot more tense and tight finishes. But yeah, we'll embrace this whole new world, and we'll move on.
Right. Well, thank you for your time, and we'll see you again.
Thank you very much.